CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net controller tonight is KO4JKV. My name is Duncan, and my location is Asheville, North Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. Is at an elevation of 3,500 feet, owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic announcements or bulletins for the net? If so, call KO4JKV. KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call sign, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagTube portion. Tonight, we're going to start with the pre-net check-ins, and then check EchoLink before we move to the RF section. The pre-net check-ins, we'd like to welcome W4FCM, that's Fred, and Traveler's Rest, along with N4IEI, that's Island Traveler's Rest. We'd like to welcome W2AMD, that's Andrew in Simpsonville, and K4XMR, Mel and Prosperity. And then KG4PFI, Don in Piedmont. And KG4QLQ, Linda in Piedmont. We'd like to welcome KI4LZI, that's Andy in Table Rock. And KI4LJG, Robert in Marietta. And also N4ASW, that's Tony in Asheville, and KQ4JSK, Kim in Asheville. On with our pre-net check-ins, we'd like to welcome KM4BLH, that's Kurt in Greenville, and KO4RMM, Kurt in Greenville. And then KQ4ESO, Jerry in Anderson. Next, we'd like to welcome W2MJB Mark in Simpsonville, along with KN4HTP Wendy in Simpsonville. Thanks, everybody, for the pre-net check-ins. 4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Now we're moving over to EchoLink stations. We have quite a few EchoLink stations this time, so EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or Net Control.
KO4JKV, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
Net Control, please check in. Alpha, Alpha 4, Gulf Hotel, Gus. In southwest Florida, I'll be negative and negative.
KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KN4RJN, that is John in Brown Summit. And we have you down for a comment. We'll be back to you soon, John. Next, we'd like to welcome AA4GH, that is Gus in southwest Florida. Thanks for checking in tonight with us, Gus. All right, F section of the check-ins, and tonight being Monday, it is Echo Through Hotel. If the first letter of the suffix of your call sign begins with the letters E through H, and you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
TV. Duncan and all on the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. K.O. Patrick, I'm at home in Penrose. I have no comment, no traffic tonight. Thanks for calling in at Duncan.
4JKV. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Kenner, North Carolina. And I will be negative tonight, Duncan. Stay in and stay dry tomorrow.
4JKV. Kilo 4 Hotel November Romeo, K4HNR. This is Connor over here in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KO4HKX. That is Patrick in Penrose. Thanks for checking in tonight with us, Patrick. Next, we have KC4EZN. That is Harry and Candler. Good to hear from you tonight, Harry. And then K4HNR. That is Connor in Greenville. Thanks for taking the time to check in tonight with us, Connor. Let's check. We have some EchoLink stations that popped up, so let's go back to the EchoLink machine. Any EchoLink stations that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or Net Control.
Good evening, Duncan. Please check in. November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, N4DJC, Gary and Anderson, negative and negative.
Net Control. This is November 4, Hotel Charlie, Warren and Taylor's, negative and negative tonight.
KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome N4DJC, that is Jerry and Anderson. Thanks for checking in tonight with us, Jerry. Next, we'd like to welcome N4HHC, that is Warren and Taylor's. Thanks for checking in tonight with us, Warren. Hope you're doing well. Let's give another call, Echo through Hotel, E through H. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
I'm WA4HNT. I just walked into the ham shack. I'm WA4HNT, Alton, Alpha Lima, Tango, Oscar, November. And I'm going to be negative, negative, but I will be listening because I'm tripping on cords all over this room. So, it gets funnier. Yeah, I'm negative and negative. Thank you for calling the net.
KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Alton. I got WA4, and I missed the rest of your call. I'll sign a couple times.
71, I am Whiskey off of 4, Hotel November Tango, WA4HNT. It'll be on my headstone, and so I swear to God, it will be on my headstone, WA4HNT. I'm in Pendleton. I'm Alton, Alpha Lima Tango, Oscar November, and that's all there is to say.
4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, that sounds good, Alton. I got you this time, WA4HNT. And, hey, you got me in a good mood. You got me up and ready to do the rest of the net. So thanks for coming back to us. And I hope you get all your cords straightened out over there. Thanks again for checking in with us. All right, let's move up the alphabet to India through Lima, I through L. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or Net Control.
KO4JKV. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James. I'm from this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, where I'm watching the weather, and I'll be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
JKB, hope you and your family are well. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. Kid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Duncan, thanks for calling the net. Good evening to you and your folks. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comments.
Go 4, JKB. Thank you for bringing us all together tonight. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I will be here for a comment. And I hope everybody has a good night. Careful tomorrow.
4, JKV. Please check in. Kilo, Quebec, 4. Kilo Tango Uniform, that's KQ4KTU. This is Scott in Hendersonville, and I'll be negative and negative. Thank you for calling the net.
Kilo 4 JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome this nice group of check-ins. First, we'd like to welcome KK4 JFO. That is James in Tuxedo. Thanks for checking in tonight with us, James. And then W4 IOE. That is Mr. Sid in Fletcher. Good to hear you tonight again, Sid. Hope all is well. And then KK4 JBQ. That is Larry. And he brings his wife, Donna. KC4 MFK, and they're down there in Greer, and we have you down for some comments, Larry. Then we'd like to welcome KQ4 KTU, that is Scott, making a good trip from Hendersonville. Thanks for checking in tonight with us, Scott. All right, let's go back over to the Echo Link machine, Echo Link stations, and Echo Link stations only. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV. KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That might have been a false alarm on the Echo Link, but I do have my eye on the Echo Link feed to see if there's any new check-ins. All right, let's give one more call. India through Lima, I through L. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV? Good, please check in. WW4JET, that's Whiskey 4, Juliet Echo Tango, that's Matthew, Northern Pickens County, no traffic tonight.
KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we'd like to welcome WW4JET, that is Matthew in Northern Pickens County. That's a pretty cool call sign. Thanks for checking in tonight with us, Matthew. All right, let's move down the alphabet to Mike through Papa. M through P. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
4JKV. Duncan, please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter. Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar in Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont, I'll be negative and negative.
KV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KK4ONO. That is Lorena, and she brings along her husband Rick, KK4DMW, and they bring along their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down there in Piedmont. Thanks for checking in tonight with us, Lorena. Then we'd like to welcome Walt, K4OIM in Inman. Good to hear you tonight, Walt. Hope you're doing well. All right, let's do another call. Mike through Papa, M through P. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
Oh, this is W4NTQ in Norway, Texas, Quebec, Eddie Simpsonville. And I'll be here to get the whole roll call taken care of in case I get a call or anything. And, I hope the storm tomorrow's not as bad and don't get up here in the mountains like you've been talking about. This is W4 Norway, Texas, and Quebec.
KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome W4NTQ. That is Eddie in Simpsonville. Good to hear you tonight, Eddie. Thanks for checking in tonight with us. All right, let's move down the alphabet, Uniform through Zulu, U through Z. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Thanks for calling that, Duncan. You have a great signal down here. Good evening to all, and I'll be negative and negative, sir.
Good day, KV. It's Tango Romeo Juliet. That's KK4TRJ, Bill and Calpins. I'll be negative and negative.
I forgot your call. Net Control. Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Kilo Delta, Larry. And also Kilo Golf 4 Alpha Hotel Sierra Ronda. We're both in Easley. Please check us in and out tonight. Everybody have a good evening.
Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Kilo Tango, KO 4. No comment. 73 to everybody on the net.
KB. Thank you for calling the net. Please check in at 4ZLK. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. My name is Shane, and I'm in Greenville. No traffic, no table.
4, JKV. Check in Kilo, Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4QLG. This is Chris. I'm in Liberty, and I'll meet Nano there. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Chris.
KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome this nice large group of check-ins. We're starting off with N0TR. That is Tom and Greer. Thanks for checking in tonight with us, Tom. And then we have KK4TRJ. That is Bill and Calpins. Good to hear you tonight, Bill. And then NC4SKD. That is Larry. And he brings along Rhonda, KG4AHS. And they're both in Easley down there. Next, we'd like to welcome KO4YKT. That is Mark and Inman. Thanks for checking in tonight with us, Mark. Next, we'd like to welcome N4ZLK. That is Shane in Greenville. Good to hear you tonight, Shane. Next, we'd like to welcome KO4QLG. That is Chris in Liberty. Good signal from down there in Liberty, Chris. Thanks for checking in tonight with us. All right, let's give another call. Uniform through Zulu, U through Z. U through Z. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV. KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That last station that came in, I think you got part of your signal cut out. I got a KC4, a Kilo Charlie 4, and then back with your call sign, name, and location. That'd be good.
I'm not having some kind of problem, but this is KC4SKD. You acknowledge my call is NC something, but anyway, just want to make sure we're okay. KC4SKD.
Of KC4SKD. I got you that time. It's Larry and Easley. Did I get your name and location right? I've got Larry and Easley. Over.
You got it right. And I know what it's like doing net control. I make mistakes too. But anyway, how's my signal? Did it cut out again?
Really good. Nice and strong and just as loud and solid. Than anybody, maybe one of the better signals. So I don't know what happened. Maybe the mic got unkeyed or something, but I just got the KC4 and then just nothing. But when you came back to me this time, it's nice and no problems at all. Over.
I hope I don't have a problem because I got to call on it Friday night. But carry on. Hope all goes well. KC4SKD.
Sounds good, and looking forward to you calling Ed on Friday. I'll be sure to check in with you. And thanks for checking in, and we'll talk to you soon. Let's see. Let's go to the top of the alphabet, Alpha through Delta. Wait, what side path here? We have some Echolink stations. Echolink stations and Echolink stations only. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
K04JKV, K8COP, Kilowatt 8, Charlie Ocean, Papa, and Simpsonville, Portable 4.
04JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome K8COP. I got James in Twin Lake, Michigan. Is that, did I get your name and location correct, James?
The location for the winter months is Simpsonville, South Carolina.
Roger, roger. Roger. Got Simpsonville for the winter location. All right. Well, thanks for checking in tonight with us, James. And I look forward to you checking in throughout the winter. And all right. So I'll say 7-3, and then let's go to the top of the alphabet, Alpha through Delta, A through D. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV. Good evening, Duncan. Thanks for calling in tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
JKV. Everybody on the net, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec, KB2BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73s to you and everybody on the net.
W4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome W4DJW. That is Dave, our net control manager in Greer. Good to hear you tonight, Dave. Next, we'd like to welcome KB2BYQ. That's Dave and Easley. Thanks for checking in tonight with us. Let's do another call, Alpha through Delta, A through D. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
JKV. Duncan, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no shoe tonight. Good evening to you all on the net.
Control. Kilo Alpha 5, Whiskey, Lima, Lima, KA5WLL, short time mobile. Negative, negative, negative. Good evening, Duncan, and all on the net. Have a good night.
KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KI4DOS. That is Gary, and he brings along his wife, Joy, K3JOY, and they're down there in Easley. Good to hear you tonight, Gary. Then we'd like to welcome KA5WLL. That is Melvin, and he's mobile around down there around Taylor's, I assume. And thanks for checking in tonight with us. Let's see. Let's go ahead and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Alpha through Zulu. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
JKV, please check in KQ4AFJ, Kilo Quebec 4, Kilo Foxtrot Kilo, this is Gavin Taylors, negative and negative. I'll be in and out.
KO4JKV. Please check in N4RLX, pilot and cross anchor.
KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KQ4KFK, Gavin and Taylors. Thanks for checking in tonight with us. And then N4RLX, that's Tyler and cross anchor. Thanks for checking in tonight with us. Anybody else all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, if you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
Net control, check in Kilo Oscar 4, TJQ, Johnny, and Campobello. I'll be negative and negative.
Control, please check in WT3M, that's Whiskey Tango 3 Mike. The name is David. I'm in Shoals Junction, and I'll be negative and negative.
KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KO4TJQ. That's John in Campobello. Thanks for checking in tonight with us. And then WT3M. That's David. And I didn't get that city. I got something Junction. And yeah, if you could come back real quick, that'd be good.
This is WT3M. That's in Shoals Junction, South Carolina. QSL?
Let's see. I have, that's the first one on me. Is it Shoals, S-H-O-A-L-S? Over.
Roger, roger.
All right. That sounds good. Well, welcome making a good trip from Shoals Junction, David. And thanks for checking in tonight with us. Okay, let's see. Let's do another call. Alpha through Zulu. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV. KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I think we have an Echo Link station that has popped up. So Echo Link stations only. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV. KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That station just popped off of Echo Link as soon as it popped on. So let's see. Before we start the rag chew, let's give one final call all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or net control.
KO4JKV, KO4JKV. I was the one that was just on Echo Link, but I had audio difficulties and had to log back off and log back in. Duncan, check in KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening, Duncan, to yourself all on the net. No traffic and no rag to this evening. And I am, of course, on Echo Link.
KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, we'd like to welcome Stephen. It's KA4PQA in Greenwood. Thanks for checking in tonight with us, Stephen. That's all good. We're just glad we got you on the log. All right, this is KO4JKV now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the rag chew portion of the net with periodic stops for additional check-ins between the rag chews. Tonight, first up on the stump, we have John, KN4RJN in Brown Summit. How's everything going, John? Call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV, this is KN4RJN. Yeah, we're doing all right up here. How's things in your world?
2-meter net. Let's see, nothing much. Just the same as always. Still trying to get better on CW. And had some family things. Somebody in the family had to get some surgery done, but that came and went. It's been about 4 days after that happened, so I won't go into it, but everything's turning out good. So there's a lot of stress relief there. And I thought we were going to get some snow yesterday or the day before. That didn't happen. But I think Larry said something about tomorrow or brace for tomorrow. I haven't been looking at the weather, so hopefully we get some snow. I don't know. How's things in your neck of the woods?
This is KN4RJN. Well, we're doing all right up here right now. I went out and looked at the sky just just before the net to take the dog out, and it's looking pretty clear out there right now. As far as what's going on in the skies, we're going to have, and they're talking some really nasty weather coming this way. We should get mostly rain where I'm at, but that rain-snow line is not that far away from us. Anyway, the sun's been kicking up its heels here the last several days, so we might have some radio blackout over the next 3 days. Mild to moderate, about a 45% chance. 10% chance of anything greater than that. There were some some significant flares and a coronal mass ejection and all kinds of neat and wondrous stuff that headed our way over the past several days that did cause some radio blackout issues, but the worst of it is past us, but we might get something in the next 3 days. As far as any meteor showers coming up, there was the Quaternids that actually peaked on the 4th of January. But it will remain active until the 12th of January. So if you get a chance, their zenith hourly rate on that is about 80. They're bright and they're medium speed. Your best shot will be go out sometime after 1 a.m. and look to the north and east. Will probably be your best bet for that. As far as what's in the sky right now, Orion is up. Jupiter is way up, almost overhead. Thursday will be the new moon, so if the skies clear out, there will be virtually no moon. There will be no moon to wash out anything in the sky. So if you got a scope or a good pair of binoculars or just your eyeballs, go out and take a look at the sky. You'll be able to see quite a few things. Other than that, not a whole lot going on. And if you don't mind, I'd like to, if he's still on here, let me check. I'd like to talk to Stephen for just a moment. If you don't mind, sir.
JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We're talking with KN4RJN, John O'Brien Summit. Yeah, go ahead, John. Call your station.
KO4PQA, KN4RJN. Stephen, how you doing, buddy?
KN4RJN from KA4PQA. Weird. John, we're doing good over this way. We did, like I was telling you in the text message, my wife and I, we did have some family sickness over the holidays. My wife and I both spent Christmas sick. My wife had very bad asthma sickness due to the cold weather, and I had a viral infection. However, since then, John, my wife and I actually had a better New Year's than we had Christmas, John. We were both doing much better then. By then, I am pretty much completely over what I had. My wife does still have her days with her asthma. She's having them right now, outside of that, we're doing a little bit better than what we were doing. My wife also had around Christmas. My wife's dad, which is my father-in-law, he spent 4 days in the hospital, but he is at home. He is now back at home and recovering. So John, my wife and I, and the family, there were some rough days in the family over the holidays, but most of us are pretty much on to get better now. KA4PQA.
4KN4RGN. Well, I'm sorry to hear about your holidays there, pal, but I'm glad to hear that you all are doing better. You tell your wife I'm thinking about her, and of course I'm thinking about you too. So you take care of yourself, brother, and we'll talk at you later. This is KN4RJN back to net.
KN4JKB with the Blue Ridge Team Internet. And I'm breaking with KN4RJN and KA4PQA. And right there at the end of there, I think someone said break. Comeback station.
WA4HNT. I'm Alpha. Y'all know me. Alpha Lima Tango Oscar November. I have one simple thing that I wonder about, and you can easily think it through. You know, when I was a young man, there were these World War II guys who were the hams, and that's who I grew up with. Now, what I'm going to ask is, what is the average age of a ham today? Now, I've been a ham. Now, I'm talking about when you were licensed. Now, I was licensed in 71. So, what's the average age? Nobody does these figures. I'm just curious. Well, how old are we?
U4JKB with the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. And with WA4HNT Alton. Yeah, that's a good question. I can only guess. I'm sure the statistics are out there somewhere. Perhaps the ARRL would have that. But if I was going to guess, I'd say the average age is 60, and that probably is coming down with the new hams coming. I think there's a lot of new hams coming in there. But very good question, and I will maybe try to Google that as we... Proceed with the net. But Alton, I want you to hang around, and I'd like to get back to you, because next on the stump for our rag chew is KK4JBQ Larry. So we're going to hear what he has to say, since he's on the list, and then I'll get back to you, Alton, and hopefully I'll have an answer for you. So, next up on the stump, we have KK4JBQ. Larry, what's new in your world? Call KO4JKV.
JKV, here is KK4JBQ. I'm stuttering around because I don't know whether to even mention this. Don and I did some work outdoors in anticipation of the bad weather coming tomorrow. I know a lot of people I know are doing this kind of thing. They speak of straight line winds that are going to be up in the 40 miles an hour. And So anything loose on the lawn, anything that could blow away and cause damage or be damaged. So we went out there and, you know, did a few things outdoors. And just as the net started, I noticed my wedding ring missing. Now, we just celebrated 30 years. So I've had this thing on my finger, rarely removing it, for 30 years. And it's, my hand feels funny now. My left hand feels funny now. And that's a little bit encouraging because I'm thinking, I am aware of this mark. I'm surely aware of this right now. So it couldn't have been that it was earlier in the day. I mean, much earlier in the day. So I have to retrace my steps and all the things I've done since then. All the see what the problem is for me. At least I've lost over 30 pounds in the last year or so, and it was all baby fat, you know. And I know there are probably other folks that have had similar things happen to them, you know, losing something that's precious to you. And, well, I don't know. If you believe in prayer, say a little prayer for me. KK4JBQ.
JBQ, this is KU4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Well, that's an interesting story because today I was at the convenience store and I was pulling out my wallet and my ring finger just slid right off my hand. I didn't lose it, but it just came off like nothing. So I must be losing some weight. So that's interesting. And yeah, my wife and I, we've been married 17 years, I believe. I should probably check. And but we've been together for over 30 years. So yeah, I know what it's like, and yeah, I almost lost that ring today. And also, I think I know what you were talking about. I just pulled up the radar for tomorrow, and yeah, it looks, I think they used to call them gully washers, that's coming tomorrow. So I will definitely just connect my antennas after this net. But yeah, that's about it on my end. Anything else, Larry?
Ordinarily, I'd have something more pleasant to talk about. But right now, I'm pretty consumed with this loss. But what loss can be found if you're diligent enough to retrace your steps? Thing is, and you know, in my past working life, I was a jeweler. So I'm aware of all this. One of the most interesting customers that I had regarding the loss of a ring was a lady who came in with just her diamond. And she says to me, she says, "I'd like to have this remounted, please." I says, "Sure, we can do that." But then the story rolled out, you know. Believe it or not, I've been looking for this stone for about 17 years, she said. 17 years. And so she goes on, she volunteers all this information. So she says, "I was cleaning the refrigerator the other day, and yeah, so I found it in on the bottom, inside the cabinet, on the bottom, way in the back. I looked and there was something sparkly there, and I don't remember anything sparkly in the bottom of the refrigerator before." So she found it. The diamond was fine, of course, and she had kept the mounting, and she says, "Can you put it back in this mounting?" And she had worn it. She had been married at that point 37 years, I think she said. And the prongs, the metal that's holding the diamond into solitaire rings, was worn as thin as aluminum foil. Now, gold is a little more substantial, even at that thickness. But it'll flake off. You know, it'll catch and just flake off. And she, when she presented it, it was six prong Tiffany mounting, and three of the prongs were completely sheared away. They've been worn off. So I put it in a nice ring to the one that she had worn for 37 years. This happens to people. And so here I am, and for another reason, the loss of weight, I suppose, I wind up doing the same silly thing. Everyone have a good night, and look out for the weather tomorrow. Keep your eyes peeled, and if you have any issues that could change your life because of the wind, really smarter, then pay some attention to it. Duncan, thank you again for calling the net, bringing us all together here. I appreciate you. I appreciate all net control operators who give up their time and sweat it out. And some challenges are greater than others, if you don't understand what I mean. This is KK4JBQ. Back to you in the net.
JBQ, this is KU4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, I think I have faith in you. I think you're going to find that ring. And, yeah, just trace your steps, even if you have to go as far as getting the metal detector out. But hopefully this next time I run the net, there's some good news on that front. But as always, Larry, good to hear from you. Always good to chat with you after the net. And so, yeah, 7-3 to you, and good luck on that. And next up, I hope Alton's still there. We have WA4HNT, but before we get to Alton, let's check to see if there's any last-minute check-ins. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
Duncan, recheck for comment, KA4PQA.
Go ahead, KA4PQA.
Affirmative, Duncan. You were mentioning about the bad weather in the area. It's supposed to be an area. I am a member of the Aries group here in the Greenwood area. And I received this morning, Duncan, an email from our group, from our Aries group leader, that which basically. Basically, gave me a heads up on the details, and Duncan, as a member of the Greenwood Aries group, I'm also a Skywarn spotter, and so I am also aware that I'm also aware, Duncan, that Skywarn spotters were also included in that, but Duncan, about the bad weather, I have already gotten a heads up from that source and pretty much already prepared for what is, my wife and I are already pretty much prepared for what is coming in. We are pretty much prepared and ready for what is supposed to be coming in tomorrow. KA4PQA.
KA4PQA, this is KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, that's some good information there, Stephen. It's good to definitely being part of Aries. And also Skywarn, you probably have your finger on the pulse of what's going on, especially when it comes to bad weather. And yeah, I have the radar pulled up. And the we're going to have some wind and precipitation for sure. So thanks for coming back with us, Stephen. And yeah, I hope you have a good rest of the week. Did I miss anybody else for check-ins? Call KO4JKV. KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Next up on the stump, we have a WA4HNT. That is Alton. Are you still with us, Alton? Call KO4JKV.
Yeah, you just woke me up. Now I've been listening. This is so much fun just to sit back and listen. Now, I'll mention this. I got my ticket in 71, and I worked for WFBC up on the mountain, and I was there when they installed the equipment for this repeater. I'll never forget it. I wondered, what the heck? And then that was back in the days when you had to get a little Regency radio, and you had to send off and get your crystals, and you got them back and you plugged them in. Most of you people aren't old enough to know that. That's the reason I asked you the question I asked a little while ago. Why? I mean, I'm just curious about what's the, because I knew the old hams, and I'm kind of feeling now like I am the old ham. And, dadgummit. But I worked for FPC up on Caesar's Head, and I was there when they plugged this thing in, and that was such a great delight. But you had to go out and you had to order your crystals. Remember that? No, y'all don't remember that. So at any rate, that's just me, WA4HNT. I'm going to be on the side.
4HNT, this is KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge to Meternet. Yeah, I'm not quite that old to remember the crystals. I'm 53. But I tell you, once in a while I'll go on eBay and I've been tempted to get a vintage transceiver. It always seems fun, but I'm not very good with electronics. I can replace a resistor here or repair a jack, but I don't know how to troubleshoot or anything like that. So I haven't really done that, but that does seem fun. And I think you are right. Back in those days when you had to build your radio from a kit, you're a real radio operator. And today, everything's built into a box pretty much. So it's you're more like an appliance operator, I believe. I've heard that been said before. But yeah, I can totally relate with you. Let me let this drop really quick. Back to you. You were curious about the average age of a ham operator, and I got a few numbers. Let's see. I pulled up one, and it just says in some countries the average age is 68 years old. And then I go to this other page. It says there's two categories. One is ARRL members and non-members. So they have the percentages there. So the average ARRL member is 68 years old, and 54% are extra class, and 31% are general class. It doesn't mention technicians. But the average non-member is 52 years old, and 75% of the 52 years old are technician class, 18% are general, and 7% are extra. So that was interesting. But my first guess was pretty close. I think I guessed 60, so that's somewhere in there. But, yeah, that was interesting. I'm glad I got to look that up. And, yeah, thanks for telling that story, Alton, about being there when they put this antenna up on Caesar's Head. So that's good. Anything you'd like to share with us?
They told me not to stick my hands in places I couldn't see because of rattlesnakes. I mean, swear to God, you can't imagine you'd spend, 12 to, I guess, maybe 18-hour shifts, and I forget how many. I was at Clemson back then, and so you'd be up there forever, and it would take you forever to get there. Because from Clemson to Pendleton to Caesar's Head is a long drive. And so we did that. I did it nightly. And it probably cost me a lot of years in my degree. And so it's so much more fun. Than I had my first phone, I think, when I was 18. It might have been 17. I had my second phone when I was 17. I had my, those other nonsense licenses. And then my second telegraphy, that was a good one. That was the 20-word send and receive. How did I do that? I couldn't do that again today to save my life. But I can do this. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You know the words. And so, I mean, I can do that, but I cannot begin to believe I got those licenses so young. And I did get out of the war effort because of it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I was naked at the AFE station in Atlanta. Armed Forces entrance exam, they drafted me. And so I was sitting there with a piece of paper in front of, Wells. They asked me, do you want to do this? Do you want to do that? Because Congressman Dorn had pulled me out of line. And I said, of course I want to do that. And so I went to a place called 8th and I in Georgetown. Now, anybody that knows anything, I shouldn't say it that way. If you know the Marine Corps and such, then you know what I'm just saying. That's where the Commandant lives.
4HNT, this is KU4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Well, that sounds good. And, I was thinking about what that area must have been like getting up to the repeater site back when a lot of the roads that are paved now probably weren't paved back then. But as you were telling that story, I was wondering, when you were getting into ham radio, I'd see old videos of people with mobile radios in their car. Today, it's pretty common because the radios can get small. But I've seen videos of really big Buicks with gigantic components in the car to make a radio work. Did you ever have one of those gigantic mobile radios back in the day?
It built, several HFO, I built Heathkit. What do you call it? Heathkit? That doesn't sound right to me somehow. But I built one of them. It was giant. I had put it on top of my refrigerator in a camper while I was going to school at Clemson. And that's also while I was working on Susan's head. And these guys came marching in that morning. I'll never forget it. I will never forget it. They came marching in with equipment and this and that. And I accidentally, years ago, made a mistake and started climbing towers. But I don't know why. I guess I just needed the money. And so I started climbing towers. Well, they offered me an opportunity to climb, years later, the tower at WFBC. And it was 830 feet. And then when he came right up to the last minute, I froze. I wouldn't do it. I would not do it. And so they hired a guy twice my age. And he carried it once. And he went right up that tower. And it was colder than a witch's heart fell. I mean, it was really dicey out. And so that was the fun thing. He went up where I would not. And I was a kid. And, of course, I'm in my 70s now. And so I'm not the kid anymore. And I knew people that you folks, if you're young hams, you just don't know these people. Bert Anderson, if I start trying to bring up names, that will be a problem. Mr. Brandon, and I can't do calls anymore, not for them. And I was raised around them, and I got a tech license up here in Serene Hall at Clemson University. And I got that there. And, of course, I already had my second telegraphy, which sort of kind of made me, I hate to say it, kind of made me a little bit special. And so because nobody, you couldn't get a first telegraphy unless you were on board a USS registered passenger liner for 1 year. And there were none. And so I got my second. And like I say, it's 20 words send and receive, and I never had to take another code exam, not one more time. Nobody ever asked me about code again.
WA4HNT, this is KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge to me internet. Well, that sounds good. Seems you definitely have some really good stories about radio and the things you had to go through and building those big components. I guess they call them boat anchors. But that sounds pretty neat. And, yeah, your tower story is good. It reminds me, back in the 90s, I worked for a tower crew out of Topeka, Kansas. And we built and repaired radio and cell phone towers. That was way before I was into ham radio whatsoever. But I did that for a little while. And yeah, you could not pay me to do that now. I don't know how I did it, because these days I am very afraid of heights. I don't even like to get close to a cliff, even if it has a protective barrier. But yeah, good stuff, Alton. Yeah, I'd love to chat with you more. I run the net the first two Mondays every month, and yeah, so don't be a stranger. Anything else you'd like to add? Over.
Well, I was just going to, you know, you're talking about heights. I can lean out of an airplane. It doesn't bother me. It's the easiest thing I can ever do is lean out. But, of course, you're strapped in. But the other thing about being on the towers, down here on Buford, I did one, and I was so high in the sky, it was unbelievable. And up about four, on a 7-inch face. Now, I'm not doing that ever again. I'm too old for that. And I will never do that again. And nobody in my family would let me. But it's just fun stuff. You guys go ahead. Let me hear some of what y'all got to say. WA4HNT on the side.